Hello, everyone, and welcome to the September 17th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for September 17th to September 24th and beyond? The new moon this month happens on Tuesday, September 19th, at 3 degrees Virgo in the sidereal zodiac. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month Ashvina, named for the nakshatra, the lunar sign, Ashvini, where the full moon falls this time of the year. Except that, in 2017, this lunar month's full moon will occur in the previous nakshatra, Ravati, on October 5th. The nakshatra of the full moon is important because its qualities have something to say about the energy of the lunar month. Ravati is one of the nakshatras ruled by Mercury, and as it happens, turns out Mercury will be directly opposite the full moon in October. Both Ravati and Mercury are connected with communications and the media. Therefore, this lunar month is strongly focused on information, facts, reports, opinions, and all of that. Now, getting back to that new moon which is happening this week, note that the new moon, that is, the birth of the month, is in Virgo, which is Mercury's sign. According to Vedic astrology, that makes Mercury the dispositor of the new moon. So, the strength and condition of Mercury is important. On this very day, Mercury is simultaneously being influenced by Neptune. Thus, the energy of the birth of the month is taking on the Neptunian qualities of fantasy, illusion, imagination, and idealism. In fact, Mercury is directly opposite Neptune all this coming week. Mercury and Neptune have rather opposite qualities. Mercury is the planet of the rational mind. Neptune is the planet of the irrational, in other words, the planet of delusion and confusion. Neptune's signification of imagination can help Mercury come up with creative ideas. But mostly this planetary pattern is damaging to Mercury because it brings confused, deceptive, and illogical thinking. This goes for another signification of Mercury as well, the media, who will be engaged in groundless speculation and even downright prevarication. But another positive side of this is that Neptune is a planet of idealism, especially social idealism, and even more so because it is in the socially conscious sign Aquarius. But as usual, this social idealism energy is available to everyone. Be you a DACA supporter or a white supremacist, everyone is a social idealist for their own version of ideal society. Mercury is also suffering due to being accompanied by its enemy, Mars. It's the planet of discussion, facts, and consensus, being overwhelmed by the planet of aggression, combat, and force. Actually, the exact conjunction of Mercury and Mars was on September 15th, and the media were attacking each other with zeal. However, by the end of this week, Mercury will be pulling away from Mars, finally escaping into its own sign, Virgo, on September 26th, a big improvement for the planet of rational thinking and reasonable discussions. At the end of the week, Mars has advanced far enough into Leo to be directly opposite Neptune. Thus, the planet of action and force will be exchanging energy with the planet of fantasy, deception, and confusion. This is not a good mix. The result is deceptive action, inappropriate force, aggression fed by fantasy, unrealistic strategies, and confusion about whether to move forward or not. Note that Mars, the planet of action, is in Leo, the sign of governments and leaders. On the other side, Neptune, the planet of idealism, is in the socially idealistic sign Aquarius, a sign that likes to take up the side of the downtrodden. So, you can guess where this is going and how it is likely to manifest. And note that a third planet has joined the fray. Venus, which entered Leo on September 15th, is now catching up to Mars. Venus is the planet of harmony, compromise, and agreement. Leo is not the most favorable sign for Venus. The planet of love, compromise, and agreement won't be getting much compromise in the ego-centered sign of the king. And then there's the problem of Mars. Venus and Mars are the two gender planets, and when placed together, we have a lot of passion, excitement, heat, and argument. Venus comes out on the short end of the stick because Mars is a stronger, more forceful planet, especially while in Leo, a sign that Mars likes to be in. As we move towards the end of September, Venus gets closer to Mars, and things get more heated, and compromise gets even harder to achieve. While all these Mercury-Neptune-Mars-Neptune-Venus-Mars patterns are being played out, Jupiter, having just recently entered Libra, is proceeding into position to be directly opposite Uranus. This week, this planetary pattern is getting close to exact, and on Friday, the Moon provides activation for events on the Jupiter side of the equation. Jupiter is the planet of truth, justice, and law. Uranus is the planet of sudden change and realization. The result can give us some surprises in the legal area, perhaps unexpected court judgments. And then there's the potential for Jupiter's wisdom to have a Uranian breakthrough, an epiphany, a sudden realization of truth. Or, another way this energy pattern can manifest is Jupiter's optimism influencing the Uranus spirit of rebellion. Jupiter is in Libra, a sign dedicated to fairness and equality. Uranus is in Aries, a sign that needs adventure and likes independence. So, more energy for the social revolution types. All these strong planetary patterns combined add up to a rather rambunctious week coming up. And now, in closing, a little reminder. Please help keep the astrology news report going. You can show your appreciation of this work by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.